Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Estill County Candidates Forum. I am Joe Crawford, Executive Director of Estill Development Alliance and the Estill County Chamber of Commerce. We are, for lack of a better term, tickled to death to see everybody here this evening. This is definitely an important part of our right and privilege as Americans to hear what our political candidates stand for, and we're glad that you all are being a part of it with us this evening. This is also being broadcast live on 1550 AM WIRV and 104.9 FM WSKV. So welcome to all you folks out there listening as well. This is part of one of the core projects for EDA. We have nine of them currently, and this is all about civic engagement. So we hope that as we move forward in the coming months and even years, that you see more projects like this come up, encouraging more folks to get involved in the political process and even find out more about how things work in our local government. So this is just the beginning. You're going to see a lot more like this. And I know some of you have expressed to me that the idea of getting up here makes you shake in your shoes a little bit, but it's all part of it, and we definitely want to hear what you have to say. So just stay strong. You'll be fine, I promise. Nobody's going to eat you. It's my distinct privilege at this time to introduce our moderator this evening. Joe Gerstensen is a professor of political science at Eastern Kentucky University, where he regularly teaches courses in American politics, Kentucky government and politics, and research methods. Dr. Gerstensen is a firm believer in the role of the public in a healthy and stable democracy and views citizen information and participation as critical. As part of elevating political awareness and political engagement, Dr. Gerstensen has been involved in a number of candidate forums and new voter workshops, and he regularly provides political analysis for media outlets. In addition, his research focuses on Americans' political attitudes and behavior. Dr. Gerstensen and his family live in Madison County. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Joe Gerstensen.
And if you're just tuning in, this is the WSKV live broadcast of the Estill County Development Alliance Candidate Forum.
Good evening. Thank you for coming out this evening. As Joe said, I am a huge believer in forums like this as a way of the public getting to know candidates running for office, getting to directly compare them, and democracy is ultimately about the people. So, welcome. I want to spend just a couple minutes outlining the format for tonight's forum, and then we'll move on to introducing some of the candidates. This evening, each candidate will have a minute and 30 seconds for their opening statements. After opening statements, there are two pre-screened questions that will be asked of each candidate. Each candidate has a minute to respond to these. They'll alternate who goes first in terms of which question. So if candidate A goes first on the first question, candidate B will go first on the second question. Our timekeeper this evening is Ian Morris here on my right. He'll be operating his little stopwatch here on his phone, it looks like. With 10 seconds remaining in a candidate's time, he'll hold up the yellow sign indicating 10 seconds. When time is up, hold up the red sign, and that means stop. Sorry if you're in the middle of a response, but we are very tight on time. We have a lot of candidates this evening, which is fantastic, but it does mean that there's, you know, a limited amount of time for each candidate to respond. Candidates will be seated from left to right on the stage, alphabetically by their last names. Because we have so many different offices here this evening, not everybody can be up on stage at one time. So we will have pages that are escorting candidates on and off the stage. I'll go ahead and tell you when it's time for your office, the candidates for that particular office to come up. And please, only candidates for that office come up to the stage at that time. Again, time may be very tight this evening, so trying to transition relatively quickly will be important. After we're finished this evening, candidates are certainly welcome to stay. talk with folks afterward, a meet and greet, individual questions and answers. Those aren't part of the evening's formal format, but again, take advantage of that opportunity. These forums require organized planning and work. I think Teresa Dawes, Wayne Lynn Scott, Joe Crawford, everybody else who's been a part of putting this thing together, appreciate your time and willingness to come in this evening, the candidates' willingness to adhere to the guidelines, and I want to thank everybody for service to the community, whether ultimately serving in office or at least trying to serve in office. And with that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Teresa Wayne, Wayne, who will introduce some officials that are running unopposed.
And again, if you're just tuning in, this is the live candidate forum here on WSKV from Estill County High School.
Thank you, everybody. My name is Wayne Linscott. I'm the board chair of the Estill Development Alliance. I just wanted to say thank you on behalf of the board for everyone who's out here tonight. It's a great turnout. We have some folks here tonight who don't have opponents, but we wanted to recognize them, and I'd like to ask for them to stand as I call their names so that they can be recognized. Stephanie Briniger, Estill County Circuit Clerk. Thank you very much. Gary Flannery, Magistrate, District 2. Sherry Fox, Estill County Clerk. Jeff Hicks, Estill County PVA. Sharon Snowden, Ravenna City Council. And Jack Stickney, Soil and Water Conservation Board. Thank you for all of those candidates, and we'll get to the questions. Thank you very much.
All right, we will begin this evening with Circuit Court Judge candidates, Heather Combs and Michael Dean. If we can have them come on up, that'd be great.
If you're just tuning in, this is the live broadcast coverage of the 2014 Estill Development Alliance Candidate Forum. My name is Ethan, and we are live on site at the Estill County High School. Our moderator for the evening, in case you missed that portion of the broadcast, is Mr. Joe Gerkenstein.
Let's see if your mic's serving.
Testing.
All right. This will be circuit judge candidates.
The feedback.
Heather Combs and Michael Dean.
Farther and farther away from mine. So we'll start with a minute and a half for each of you for introductions. And Ms. Combs, we'll begin with you.
Good evening. Thank you all for having this forum and having me here. It's so nice to see everybody. My name is Heather Combs, and I would like to be your next circuit judge. I have started out working in Estill County in 1992 as a defense attorney, but then became a prosecutor. I was county attorney for 10 years, and currently I'm the Commonwealth attorney, and I've done that job for the last 8 years. My husband Chris and I are originally from Letcher County. We have two children. Aaron is 19 and a sophomore at UK. Matthew is 14, he's a freshman here at the high school. For the last 18 years, we've made Estill County our home. We love it here, and our kids went to school here. I feel I have the experience to be a good circuit judge. I have practiced criminal law on the defense side as well as being a prosecutor. I know the people here and the unique issues that we face. I have worked very hard, especially the last 8 years as Commonwealth attorney, to cultivate really good working relationships with clerk's offices, other attorneys, and the law enforcement. I feel that those qualities are what we want in the next circuit judge, and I think I'm the best person for the job. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Dean, a minute and a half for introduction.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming, and thanks for the sponsors for putting this on tonight. I'm Michael Dean. I'm the candidate for circuit judge, as along with Heather here. I'm originally from Clay and Owsley County. I've lived in Estill County now for about 15 years. As I guess most of you know, Tom Jones is the circuit judge now, and he's not running again. I'm a graduate of Oneida Baptist Institute, a graduate of University of Kentucky College of Civil Engineering, and a graduate of University of Virginia School of Law. I'm running for circuit judge for a couple of reasons. The first is personal. I've been a practicing lawyer now for about 26 years, and I'm ready to do something different. I love the law and the legal profession, and being circuit judge will let me continue to do that, stay in the law, but it will be very much different than representing clients as an advocate. The second reason I'm running is to ensure that we do have a competent and experienced circuit court judge to decide disputes in our three counties. You might wonder why the circuit judge job matters. It's not like a county judge executive or magistrate's job or many other elected positions who exercise executive authority. The circuit judge has the role of referee or moderator in court.
Time's up. Start.
Thank you.
And we'll come right back to you anyway here with one of our pre-screened questions.
Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Heather Combs.
So we have a two pre-screen questions for each of the candidates, and we'll, as I said, rotate in terms of who's speaking first on these. So we'll begin with you, Mr. Neem, on the first question here, and that is, what is your vision for the jurisdiction?
Well, I want to have a court system that the people respect. I want people to be able to go to court not frightened or afraid or intimidated. I want them to feel comfortable in the courtroom, although I know that's hard to do sometimes. At least I want them to feel like they'll get a fair shake, whether they're going there in a criminal case as a defendant, as a witness, or as a victim. I want them to feel that way in a civil case, if it's a civil suit between parties. I want them to feel that way if it's a family court matter that involves perhaps divorce, child custody, maybe adoption. And I want the citizens at large to be comfortable and know that they will get a fair shake in my court. And the vision would be that people have that view and that be the reality.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Combs, 1 minute to respond to that same question. What is your vision for the jurisdiction?
Let me just say that's a very tricky question to answer, because people who run for judge are not really allowed ethically to say what kind of judge that they will be. But as far as vision, I would hope my vision for the next circuit court judge would be the same as the people's vision of the people I'm asking to vote for me. We would hope that someone that sits on the bench would be an impartial magistrate. We want someone to be able to listen to both sides of the case, apply Kentucky law, be mindful of the Constitution, obey all the ethical rules, and do all this in a dignified manner. I think we would all agree that that's what we want in the next circuit judge. We want someone on the bench who knows the people, who knows the issues, who can rule on cases in a fair, firm, and consistent manner. I believe I'm the one that can do that.
Great, thank you very much, and we'll stick with you, Ms. Combs, and you mentioned issues, and our second question has to deal with issues, and that is, what do you see as the top three challenges facing the jurisdiction? And a minute to respond to that.
Okay, the number one concern that I hear from people on the street, and police officers and everyone I talk to, are drug cases. What the biggest challenge will be for the judge is to be open and utilize all of the resources available to deal with drug cases. Some people will need prison, some people don't necessarily need that. Could maybe use one break, but we're gonna have to be flexible. It's not a one size fits all. The next biggest challenge would be to move the docket in a quick and efficient manner. You have to be able to get the necessary information and move on to the next case. The biggest challenge I would see in a circuit judge's job is to make everyone happy. And that's impossible. If you do your job, any job, you're never going to make everyone happy. But I feel like if we treat everyone like we would want to be treated, even if they may disagree with your decision, they will respect you for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Dean, 1 minute to respond to that question. What do you see as the top three challenges facing the jurisdiction?
First of all, let me say that as a judge, you're an impartial decision maker. You're not a prosecutor, nor do you represent the defense, nor do you pick and choose the cases that come before you. They come before you and you make a decision. The challenges I would see would be, as overall, and this would apply to the circuit judge job, is reduction in crime and in our circuit as well as many others. That would include drug addiction, drug-related crime. There's a lot of burglaries and thefts. And for family court cases that would come before me, it would be protecting children first and foremost, but also applying the law properly in an even-handed manner. And ensuring, the third thing would be ensuring that the people have confidence that our court system is working for them, and regardless of the case and regardless of the person. Thank you.
Thank you both. Appreciate your time this evening. If we could have a round of applause for our circuit judges.
And if you're just tuning in, this is the WSKB live coverage of the 2014 candidate forum in Estill County.
City of Mervyn, City Council. So we have Tommy Joe Togo Bryant, Janice Bush, William Harold Friend, and Nell Williams. You can come on up, please.
We are in the Estill County High School Auditorium. There are four mics set up for the four candidates that we're going to be having right now. So they are seated next to each other. Again, our moderator for the evening is a professor, and in his own right, very, very qualified for his job today, Joe Gerstensen, Dr. Joe Gerstensen. And again, these are City of Mervyn candidates that are coming before the mics right now.
We know those two microphones work, if y'all just want to make sure yours are on.
All right, they are checking the microphones. Yeah. Of course, always a fun job for a sound guy to have a bunch
so
of open
we'll
mics on stage.
A minute and a half for an introduction for each of you. Going in order alphabetically here, we'll start with Mr. Bryant.
Good evening. Thanks for having everyone out. My name, everybody knows, Tommy Joe Tobo Bryant, better known as Tobo. I'm married to Jane Witt Bryant. I have one daughter, Elizabeth, lives in Frankfort. I've been on the city council for, I got counting up, probably for too long, but I still like to be there. For over 25 years, I've been right at it. We've had made progress in the past and now, and I would like to see us make some more progress in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Bush, a minute and a half.
Thank you all for coming. It's wonderful to see this big crowd out there. My name is Janice Bush, most of you know me. I'm just finishing up the fourth term of the Mervyn City Council. The first term was the year that we all got 3 years instead of two, so makes 9 years for me. I've just retired from 30 years teaching. I also am a longtime member of the Ravenna Christian Church, organist there. Also been the treasurer for 48 years. I think it's time I let somebody else do that job. I'm a member of the DAR, and I'm very proud to be on the board of directors of the Martin Wallace Memorial Hospital. I have one daughter, Ellen, who works for the University of Kentucky in Lexington, and I have been happily married for 56 years to Eugene Bush. I don't know if that's a plus or a minus.
It's a plus for him.
Plus for him, okay.
There you go. Thank you very much. We'll kind of skip over to Mr. Friend.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is William Harold Friend, and I am a Republican candidate for the Mervyn City Council. I'd like to welcome you to the 2014 Estill County Candidate Forum. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us this evening. My wife, Adrian, and I, we live at 624 Campbell Street here in town, which we have four wonderful children. My son, Bill, and his wife, Tara, Kim, her husband, Casey Fack, Lydia, and one angel named Jennifer. We are also blessed to have five beautiful grandchildren. We are also very faithful and active members in our West Bend First Church of God. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Williams, a minute and a half.
I'm Neil Williams. I have finished up three terms as city council woman, and I enjoy working with people. I enjoy being here in town. I've always lived here. I know all the streets by name and just about who all lives on. And I'm very excited about trying to renew some of the ideas for Mervyn and get some new ideas and get some things going. And I ask for all of your all support. I'm on the Republican ticket, but anybody can vote for me. And I stay pretty busy. I am out and about doing things for the city, and then I volunteer in the schools. I'm still tied up with the schools because I like it. I like to be with the children. They're very encouraging. They have many ideas, and so I get a lot of my encouragement from them. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So we have two pre-screen questions for each of you, and 1 minute for each of you to respond to these questions. Start with Ms. Bush with the first of these questions, and you can interpret this how you want in terms of current race or originally, but what inspired you to seek this office?
Well, when I retired from 30 years teaching in Ohio, Covington, Kentucky, in the last 19 years at Estill County Middle School, you know, my crown's already waiting for me up in heaven. Well, I needed something to do. I'm not the type to go home. I'm too hyper to go sit in a rocking chair, and I don't knit, and I hate to cook. So, and everybody in here that knows me knows how nosy I am. I like to know what's going on and everything that's happening. So I thought the city council is great, and I knew that maybe I could help Irvin. Estill County has, and Irvin has been very good to me and my family over the years. They've helped us make a living. They've been very good to us, especially in the last few months when I really needed help. But I ran for the city council. I was a little bit surprised when I was elected. And then, like I said, this is finishing four terms. I'd like to have a fifth term, but it's because I really love Irvin, Estill County, and I'd like to do something to help.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's perfect. Yeah, right on time. Mr. Friend, 1 minute to respond to this. What inspired you to seek this office?
Well, I don't have no big speech or nothing, but I do feel really blessed to live here in a small, beautiful town such as Irvin. As you know, we all have grandchildren, and we are looking forward to see them being raised here in Estill County. However, we can see that there's not a whole lot of opportunities, things for our young people to do here in Irvin or Estill County. And I really do have a burden for our youth, and I love trying to establish something for them to have to do. And it seems like that there's not a whole lot for them to do, and as the scripture says, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Also, we have noticed that we have several empty buildings in our downtown area. I would like to work with the other good city council members and our new mayor-elect to see if bringing some empty buildings back to life. Also, I'd like to see somehow if we can be competitive with other small towns in paying our employees a fair wage. After all, they do choose to work here in our community.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Williams, 1 minute to respond to this. What inspired you to seek the office?
Well, several members of my family have been in positions with both the city and the county, and I guess they sort of aroused my interest in trying to get things done locally, and I probably will be here in my senior days. I'm not quite there yet, but I probably will be here, and I enjoy working with the people. I enjoy all the things that are going on. Different segments of the county are doing different things to get activity going, and I'm encouraging that, and I just like being here, and I like to be a leader. I like to get things done.
Thank you. Mr. Bryant, finally, on this question, what inspired you to seek the office?
Well, back in 1988, I got asked to fill out a term of a council member that moved out of the city limits. I said, sure, I'll do that for 16, 18 months and be done with it. Well, got in it, got my feet wet, so I liked it, so I kept on running and been lucky to get elected every time back. We have made a lot of progress in our paid employees and for its benefits, for its the retirement and health insurance and things like that. They should make more money, but you know how budgets are. Hopefully we can work that in the future. But I'm just interested in keeping our town as clean as possible. If anybody knows me, I'm a neat freak, and the town does not look the way I want it to look. I'm sorry, but I think we could do better in our appearance. The first impressions make a long lasting impression. But just like fooling with the budgets and the government and trying to do what's best for our community and make the best community we can.
Thank you very much. That'll bring us to our second pre-screening question for each of you. Again, a minute for each of you to respond to this. What experience have you had that qualifies you to become an office holder? And we'll begin with Mr. Friend on this one.
Okay. Seems like I'm nervous again. I've served on the Irvin City Council for several for a few years ago, and also served on the Urban City Council for a few terms in the past, which I truly did enjoy working with each and every one of them. I have been self-employed for several years and feel very blessed. I've also served on different committees in the past, and I'm presently serving on a church board at West Bend. I would really appreciate to see all of our county and city officials, the job that they have done. I really appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to working with all the different ones in the future. And I'd just like to give back to the community a little bit of what it's given to me. It's been a wonderful place to live, and I love living here, and I just want to give back. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Williams, a minute to respond to this. What experience you have that qualifies you to become this officer?
Well, I've been in all kinds of activities and everything all of my life, and studied supervision and administration in college. One of my degrees is in that, so I know a few things about that. And the three terms that I've served, I've learned a lot. Tobo's taught me a lot. Ms. Bush has taught me a lot. And I'm just willing to go on and learn and work with the people. We have some good leadership in your all's organization and other organizations. I like to be a part of that.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Bryant, I guess one of the teachers there, in addition to Ms. Bush, what experiences do you have that you feel make you qualified for this office?
Yes.
Well, I run a business in Ravenna, where most of y'all know, for the past 38 years. My brother and I, to his passing. Anyway, just the experience I had for past memorable things when it's brought up, well, we did this or that, but it's mainly being around and the experience I had, the brand of the table is where I've been there for probably too long, like I say, but I'd still like to be there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And finally, Ms. Bush, in terms of qualifications for this office.
Well, there's nothing like experience, so I've had 9 years experience, of course. Tobo's had 25 or something like that, 30 or something, whatever. But anyway, you know, I had to start work when I was 18 years old. I worked Saturdays while I was going to senior high school. And then when I was going to college, I helped my parents send me to college by working on Saturdays and summers. And I can identify with people that have to work. I can identify with working mothers because I was one of those. I can identify with people that don't know, maybe Doc, what is the old saying, more month left than money. And I think that I've also the teaching experience that I've had. So I like I said, I think I can identify with all types of people. And I think that, okay.
Thank you very much. I want to thank all four of you for coming this evening. If we could have a round of applause for them.
And, of course, if you're just tuning in, this is the live Estill County Candidate Forum held at the Estill County High School. This is WSKV Radio. My name is Ethan.
The yellow sign does mean you have 10 seconds, so you can, you know, talk real quickly for a little bit longer. It's not until the red one goes.
The timekeeper tonight is Irvin Moores. I'm sorry, Ian Moores.
Next up, we have Estill County Sheriff Candidates, Gary L. Freeman and Ken White. Can you come on up, please?
And again, these are Estill County Sheriff Candidates Gary L. Freeman and Ken White. Don't forget, this form will be made available online at WSKVFM.com. Click on the informed voter link from the main page. If you miss a portion of it, again, we are out here live. Every now and then there are broadcast glitches and things like that, but we're recording them live on site here. So you'll be able to hear it in its entirety. That way you can make informed voting decisions. We do have Gary L. Freeman and Ken White, both candidates for Estill County Sheriff. They just shook hands.
Thanks for coming this evening, gentlemen. And as you know from the other folks, each are going to have a minute and a half as the first part for introductions, and then we'll move to the two pre-screen questions for each of you. So we'll begin with Mr. Freeman, a minute and a half, general introduction.
Good evening. I am Gary Freeman, your current Estill County Sheriff. I am running for re-election. I strive to treat everyone with respect and use a common sense approach in performing the duties of sheriff. My office staff and deputies have these values too. This approach has helped me achieve positive outcomes with many incidents that could have escalated out of control in the past. Public safety is a major priority of the Sheriff's Department. As we enforce the law, a large portion of our time is spent answering calls all around the county at all hours. We must investigate to determine if a law has been violated, follow up and collaborate with other branches of law enforcement, and complete reports about these complaints, serving papers for the court system, transporting prisoners to and from court, and providing security for the court system consumes a huge part of the daytime resources of the Sheriff's Department. Tax collection, vehicle inspection, managing warrants, processing applications for carrying concealed weapons, and maintaining records for all these duties is another big part of what the Sheriff's duties encompass. We must work within our budget constraints to accomplish this. Everyone in my department must go through intense training to meet the high standards required by our state laws. My entire department and I have worked hard for you to carry out these duties.
Time.
Sorry about that. I'll get back to you. Mr. White, a minute and a half for introduction.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ken White, and I'm your Republican candidate for sheriff. I want to thank you all for allowing me to speak here and let you know why I want to be your sheriff. After graduating the police academy, I have over 20 years of law enforcement experience, including over 10 years as a chief of police in Ravenna. Some of you may know me from the Toys for Tots program, which I've headed up for the last 12 years. In doing the law enforcement and Toys for Tots program, I have met and spoken to many people throughout the whole county over the years, and I've heard their complaints and their concerns. I want to make this county safe to raise your children in. I want the children and the parents to feel safe to live here. And I want to have a sheriff's department that everyone will feel comfortable with and expect their concerns to be taken seriously. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we'll stick with you, Mr. White, for 1 minute to respond to the first of our pre-screen questions. And that question is, why are you the best candidate for this position?
Other than the experience I've gotten from the years of law enforcement, I keep receiving extensive training each year through the police academy. I care about and want to help everyone from Estill County. I believe the Sheriff's Department works for the people, and I will remember that. Your concerns will be my concerns. I'm very approachable and will take every complaint seriously. I think the public knows what's going on in their areas, and I'm willing to take that information and hopefully reduce the crime rate in those areas. I now have a grandchild that's going to grow up here in Estill County, and I want him and your children to have a chance to grow up in a very safe environment. I don't want to just show up. I want to be involved with everything going on in Estill County and do the best job that I can for you, for the people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Freeman, 1 minute to respond why you are the best candidate for this office.
I have nearly 16 years of experience running the Sheriff's Department. Under my leadership, I have maintained an honest, respectful and hard-working department. My staff works well together to give the public the best service possible, considering the budget and resources we have to work with. There are many demands on the Sheriff's Department, as I have outlined in my opening statement. I am proud of my staff for the honest and dedicated way they carry out these duties. You will not have to worry about starting over with all the new people learning what the job is. My deputies and I work longer and harder than any other law enforcement agency on thefts and burglaries in order to find and return your hard-earned property. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we'll stick with you now for the second of our pre-screen questions. 1 minute for each of you to respond to this. Again, beginning with Mr. Freeman, what is the biggest issue facing the sheriff's office?
The problems associated with drug addiction are our biggest issue by far. Our county is not alone in facing this problem. Every surrounding county, our state, and our whole country is facing an epidemic with drug abuse and resulting crime that goes along with it. I would like to promise you that I wouldn't wipe out the drug problem we have in this county, but I will not lie to you. Until individuals take personal responsibility and rely on God to help them turn away from drugs, we will continue to have the crimes associated with addiction and the overwhelming costs that burden the county in dealing with it. The time and money spent transporting prisoners drain my department budget and manpower. I do think we are on the right track with drug prevention programs for the schools, drug court, and Wesco. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Mr. White, 1 minute to respond. What is the biggest issue facing the sheriff's office?
Crime, and it all starts with the drug problem. We need to get an arm around the drug abuse this county faces each and every day, because it causes other problems, which includes burglaries, thefts, and other crimes. And it all stems from the drug-related incidents. I believe that all law enforcement needs to make it as hard as possible for people to get their hands on illegal drugs. And I think with different leadership, all departments can work together to make a difference in all the crimes. The Sheriff's Department under my watch will be known for its dedication, its honor, and its integrity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want to thank both of the candidates for sheriff here this evening. If we could give them a round of applause.
And again, we just heard from Gary L. Freeman and Ken White, candidate for Estill County Sheriff.
Next up this evening, we have candidates for the 3rd District Magistrate's position, Melvin Fields and Daryl W. Johnson. Come on up, please.
All right, this is Estill County Magistrate District 3 candidates, Melvin Fields and Daryl W. Johnson. We just heard from the sheriff candidates here in Estill County. We are at the Estill County High School. My name is Ethan. This is your live broadcast of your Estill County Forum. Don't forget, if you've missed a portion of the broadcast, it will be on WSKVFM.com in its entirety. Click on the Informed Voter button, and that will allow you to either download this forum or listen to it streaming,
thank
of course,
you,
upon its completion.
Probably getting pretty familiar with the drill now, right? So minute and a half for each of you to have opening statements, and then we'll move to the 2 pre-screened questions. With the introduction, we'll begin with Mr. Fields. So a minute and a half for introduction, please.
Hello, my name is Melvin Fields. I live in South Irving. I've lived there for 20 years. And I'd just like to say I'm running for magistrate because, first of all, how pleased I am for y'all to be here today. I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for being here and showing your concern about your county. It's a privilege to have made it this far in the campaign, and I want to thank everyone who voted for me and brought me this far. The principal responsibility of a master is to try to provide an independent and unbiased review of issues brought by concerned citizens of the county. As voters, it's our right, responsibility, and duty to be educated about the candidates running in this election. We should be confident as we cast our vote that the right candidate will be chosen for that sufficient office, our leadership role. This is crucial for our sustainability and future of Estill County. We must look toward tomorrow. We need to think about outside the box and find new and more efficient ways to do things. We must admit when we're wrong, learn from our mistakes, and be open to change. This is all courage, growth, knowledge, and wisdom. If I am elected as your next district mayor, I promise to respectfully listen to your concerns or issues and take them before the judge and physical in an effort to make informed decisions to best support everyone involved. Again, I would like to ask you to
time.
All right. In a minute and a half, Mr. Johnson for an introduction.
I'm Daryl Johnson, lifelong resident of Estill County, 35 plus year resident of District 3. I've been serving magistrate. I'm finishing up my 3rd term. Married to LaDonna Dozier Johnson for 35 years. I try to stay on top of things, what's going on in Frankfort, how it changes county government. I was elected by my peers to serve a term on the State Board of Directors of State Magistrate and Commissioners Association. And the magistrate wears many different hats. A lot of people view the magistrate as a load of white rock in a culvert, but that's the very small end of it. It's a hard job. It requires a lot of work, a lot of dedication. I try to treat everybody fairly, do the best I can. I return calls. I go look at projects. I'm on the job, visible. So I would like another opportunity. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Johnson, we'll stick with you in terms of first of the pre-screened questions. minute for each of you to respond to the following questions. The first, what are your goals in office?
I read this question when I got it, and there's no simple answer to it. I think, you know, anymore, we don't live in Mayberry anymore, and I think the probably the number one priority would be safety for your citizens through a good sheriff's department, which we help fund, a good fire department with the proper equipment, so on and so forth, a good 911, good safe roads that people can get in and out and our buses can travel on, and a low tax rate where we don't burden people with taxes. And I'm for being fiscally responsible, transparent in what I do. You might not like what I do, but I think you should have the right to know, and I should explain to you if asked.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Fields, 1 minute, what are your office goals?
As manager and a member of the physical court in Estill County, my goals and options would be to serve best as I can in assisting the court and administration of our county government in an honest and fair manner. I would strive to be involved with our citizens on a one-on-one basis, while at the same time prioritize all concerns and monies in a manner that would help the county all overall. The physical court has a tremendous responsibility serving our county. I will uphold and fully respect the position that matters by being an active member of the court for the people and alongside the other government officials in Estill County.
Great, thank you. Following up on your goals for both of you, the second question takes off on this and asks, what actions will you undertake to meet the goals that you've stated? And we'll begin with Mr. Fields, 1 minute to respond to that.
In serving and assisting our county government in the growing areas of the physical court, my actions will always follow my commitment of being fair and honest in the decisions that have to be made regarding Estill County. I will educate myself in the daily and monthly activities of the court's responsibility so I can also make informed decisions. Estill County and its citizens will be front and center of that decision-making process. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Johnson, 1 minute to respond to that question. What actions will you take to meet your goals?
Whatever actions needed. We've always helped what we could with the Sheriff's Department to help fund them, which they're a fee-based office, but sometimes we help them. We try to keep the fire department in good and modern equipment where they can respond to things. We need a trained 911 staff. And I do look at roads. We've tried to maintain your roads real well. In this county, you know, where the roads are at the bottom of a hill by the creek, it's never ending. It's a never ending process. We've got a park going on that I'm pretty interested in. I'd like to see it completed and finished. And we've got a whole lot going on. I'd like another opportunity if I could get it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank our 3rd District Magistrate candidates for coming out this evening.
Again, if you're just tuning in, this is the Estill County Magistrate District 3 candidates that you just heard from, Melvin Fields and Daryl W. Johnson.
Candidates for Mayor, City of Irvine, W.J. Noland, and James E. Jim Walters. You could come on up, please.
All right, our next candidate, City of Irvine Mayor candidates. This is the live broadcast of the Estill County Candidate Forum. This is put on by the Economic Development, Chamber of Commerce, and some other great sponsors working in cooperation. We've got Ian Moores, who is our official timekeeper. You'll hear from him every now and then, very briefly. And then, of course, you're hearing from our moderator this evening, Dr. Joe Gerkidston. My name is Ethan Moore with WSKV Radio. We are live out here on site. Don't forget you can go to our website, WSKVFM.com, upon the completion of this forum. Be looking for the posting under Informed Voter. You'll be able to listen to this in its entirety. All right, they're pulling the chairs up to the...
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us tonight. We each have a minute and a half for introductions. We'll begin with Mr. Nolan this evening.
Thank you for asking me to be here tonight. I'm W.J. Nolan. I'm a lifelong resident of Estill County, the majority of it being a citizen of Irvine, Kentucky. I'm married to Phyllis Nolan. We have 2 children, 3 grandchildren. I've never lived anywhere else in my life but Estill County, and I'm a candidate for the mayor of Irvine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Walters, a minute and a half for an introduction.
My name is James Eric E. James E. Walters. You can call me Jim. And I can't say like most of them here that I have been a lifelong resident of Estill County and Urban. I was born here, spent the first 19 years of my life here in Estill County, moved to Lexington, and then on to Dayton, Ohio, spent 32 years working in the factory there, spent time selling real estate, selling insurance, driving a school bus, remodeling, house building. So I've done quite a bit, and a lot of it was while I was working at the factory doing the different things. I did for 5 years have my own plumbing company with a good friend of mine. So do have a varied resume, so to speak, of things that I've done in life. And I sort of feel like the old man up here because I haven't heard anybody say yet that they have great-grandchildren. Well, I do. I have a beautiful wife out here that in about 6 weeks we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary. And I'd have to say this, since my stroke in 2010, she's been my angel. She's been right there by me every step of the way. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Walters, and we'll stick with you for a minute to respond to the first of our pre-screen questions, and that asks, what are your goals in office?
Simply stated, my goals in office would see to be the city of Urban downtown revitalized, businesses brought back downtown, at least have a place where you can come downtown at least buy a cup of coffee, which right now you can't do it. And that will not be done by me alone. It will be done by all of you out here that are residents of the city of Urban getting involved with me as your mayor and the city council. And I might add that Nell Williams said she was looking forward to another term and new ideals. Nell, I hope those new ideals come from me, because I think I am the man to do that.
Thank you very much. And a minute for you, Mr. Nolan. What are your goals in office?
Well, is to keep the city clean and safe. That is the three main goals, with a qualified police department, a qualified fire department, and a qualified street department, which I think we have now. But we need to keep it and upgrade it.
Thank you very much. And the second of our pre-screen questions, we'll begin with Mr. Nolan. 1 minute to respond. What is your opinion on merging current local governments?
Well, until I got this little packet here, I really didn't have an opinion on it. Because no matter who's elected mayor and city councils, if the citizens vote to merge these two cities together, you have to deal with it within the law, and that's what I will do.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Walters, 1 minute to respond to that.
I will state right very, very much that I am 100% in favor of it. Why didn't we do it 50 years ago? Why have we waited all this time? Look at what we're sitting here tonight. Back when I was in high school, we were Estill County, we were Urban City. We had nothing like this. And I just have to use it as an example of what Urban and Ravenna as one, if we do combine, if you vote that, and I hope you do, what we can do as one city, such as what the school system has done with this beautiful auditorium, and to be able to pick up the paper each week and see that not just sports people in sports, but the kids in the FBL, band, whatever, in the different parts of the academic. My nephew won the state essay contest.
Thank you very much. Thank you both for coming out this evening. If we can have a round of applause for our mayoral candidates.
Again, that was City of Urban Mayor candidates W.J. Nolan, lifelong resident James E. Jim Walters. Again, you are listening live broadcast of the 2014 Candidate Forum. Mr. Joe Crawford stepping across the stage here to talk to our moderator this evening. Joe Crawford is the EDA director here in Estill County. Again, a lot of folks behind the scenes.
All right, next up, we have Estill County Jailer candidate, Mr. Larry Stewart.
All right. Now, according to earlier statements.
The person I think that doesn't have to share the stage this evening.
He is not technically, I guess, running unopposed, but I'm gathering he is the only one that agreed to come to the forum, if I'm correct here, because they gave a list of the unopposed, which we'll highlight again.
I guess that's good and bad. You don't have a chance to relax between questions while somebody else talks, but, you know.
Also, I got more time on the floor. Oh, man, I need more time.
Right, there you go. So we'll give you a minute and a half. Hopefully that will be enough time to give an introduction, Mr. Stewart.
Okay, my name's Larry Stewart. I'm sitting in the office of the Estill County Jailer. I've been a resident and worked in Estill County for the last 28 years. I have 6 years experience as a deputy jailer, two in Fayette County and four in Estill County. By the governor's diploma, I served 4 years on the Kentucky State Police Personnel Board, a former member of the Estill County Drug Court Review Board, a member and past president of the Urban Ravenna Kiwanis Club, a member of River Drive Christian Church. In the last 10 years, I've been employed by the Urban Municipal Utilities as a water treatment plant operator. I'd appreciate your support on November 4th. If elected, I may not do what's popular, but I'll do what's right. There's an old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. When it comes to our jail, though, it's broke, and it needs fixing. If you vote for me on November 4th, I'll begin the fix. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we have two questions for you. A minute for you to respond to each of these. First one, what experience do you have with complicated budgets?
Well, Joe, anybody's been in business for themselves, which I have been since I was 27 years old. For the last 30 years, I've been in business. Anybody knows about dealing with a budget that's been in business, you have to deal with payroll, you have to deal with utilities, you have to deal with product. So, like I say, I've been involved in several businesses, owning and managing. That's what brought me to Estill County to begin with. I came here to manage BNC Wholesale in Ravenna in 1986. And since then, I've owned about four different businesses here in Estill County. And I think just being in business itself qualifies me as running the budget, you know.
All right, great. Thank you very much. And the second question for you this evening, a minute to respond to this, how do you feel about inmate work release?
Something I've advocated, you know, this is the third time I've run for this office. 4 years ago, I lost the office by 7 votes. Something I've advocated for 10 years. Why we haven't been having a work program to begin with. You can come in from Madison County and see inmates working on the side of the roads at the bridge, you know, at the county line. You can see them in Clark County coming to the county line. Why our inmates aren't out working, I have no idea. It's a great program because the inmates, when they do get out to work, they get credit two for one. That saves the county a lot of money. Somebody's in there doing 60 days, they work 30 days, they're out. It just, you know, saves us 30 days from having to house them, feed them, take care of medical bills. It's just a win-win for everybody, and why it hasn't been done, I have no idea, but I've advocated for it.
Thank you very much. And if we could thank Mr. Stewart, candidate for county jailer.
And again, gathering the incumbent did not come to represent himself tonight. Of course, the forum was open to him.
Next up, county attorney candidates, Rodney Davis and Jason J.D. Riley.
All right. Again, you are listening to the Estill County Community Forum, helping you to become a informed voter here in Estill County. Don't forget this forum will be available online at WSKVFM.com. Click on the informed voter button. You'll be able to download or listen. They did just greet each other with a handshake.
Ladies and gentlemen, as with everybody else, we'll give each of you a minute and a half for introductions, and then we'll move on to the two pre-screened questions. We'll begin introductions with Mr. Davis. A minute and a half, please.
Thank you. I want to begin by thanking the citizens of Estill County for allowing me to serve as your county attorney these past 8 years. It's been an honor to serve, and I'm proud to say that I am the Estill County attorney. I want to thank each of you for coming tonight. I want to thank the sponsors for putting this event on. I know how much work it was, but it's important to have this forum to be able to talk about the issues that face our county. When I ran almost 8 years ago now, I made some very simple promises to you. And I believe I've kept those promises. I told you that we would be open on Saturdays so that citizens of the community could come and do business with the county attorney's office on the weekends. I promised that I would attend fiscal court meetings on a regular basis. I promised that I would attend court and that I would be a strong voice for the citizens and for victims of crime in the courtroom. I promised that I would not allow criminal cases to be dismissed for the failure of the Commonwealth to produce evidence. I promised that I would collect the taxes and the child support as I'm required to do by law. And finally, I promised that I would be active in the community. I promised that I would donate my time and my energy where I thought it was necessary. And I believe I've kept those promises to you. And that is why I would like you to vote for me for Estill County Attorney in November. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Riley, a minute and a half to introduce.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jason Riley. Those of you who went to school with me, grew up with me, probably know me as JD. I'd like to thank you for this opportunity and a chance to be back on this stage. I've spent many an evening hauling percussion and drum equipment from the band room back here up here. It's much bigger if you don't have to sit in the back there. I also want to take the time to congratulate the marching band for winning a grand champion in Mason County recently. As I said, I graduated here in 1996. Before that, I went to the Estill County Middle School, Estill Springs, Ravenna Elementary. My parents were born and raised here. My grandparents are from Ravenna and Irvin. We had a family farm out in Winston. Since we are here at the high school and I did graduate from here, I wanted to take this time to thank the members of this community, my academic team, my band parents, and especially my teachers for all of their help. I was a governor scholar for Estill County. I was able to go to EKU, History and Political Science. And then after that, I went to one of the top-ranked law schools in the nation. I've had a private practice here in Estill County serving its citizens, and I've worked as an assistant Fayette County attorney handling thousands of cases for over 4 years. I'm here now hoping to serve as Estill County as its attorney. All of this has been made possible because of the support from this community, so I want to take this time to thank you all.
Tom.
Thank you very much. We'll stick with you, Mr. Riley, for the first of the two pre-screen questions. A minute to respond to this. You've heard this question this evening, and of course, you all have seen the questions, right? But what is your opinion on merging local county governments?
Well, I don't want to be up here and tell anyone how to vote on this issue. I'm a resident of Irvin, or of Ravenna, and I have been thinking about this myself for the past couple of months. I think everyone is going to have their own personal pros and cons with this vote. It's going to mean a different thing for everybody. What I really want to stress to the residents of Irvin and Ravenna is that it's very important that you educate yourself about this. The statutes regarding mergers are pretty bare. And at the same time, there are some statutes that are planned to take effect beginning next year that could affect how things are going with this. The devil is going to be in the details, I think, in this. So I think we owe it to ourselves to talk to our representatives and try to get an idea of what they expect in the future for this. So I think it's very important that we educate ourselves on this particular issue and make our own decision.
Tom.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Davis, a minute to tell us your opinion on merging local county governments.
Thank you. I viewed this question as a question regarding the merger or consolidation of the county government with the city governments. So that's how I'm going to address it. Many of you in this audience have heard me address this issue in the past. And I'm going to say the same thing tonight that I've consistently said since this issue was raised. I don't know if I'm for or against a merger of the county government with the city. I'm sure everyone in this room has some opinion. But I believe that that opinion would probably be based on speculation because we don't know what it means. We've not studied the issue. We don't know what it means for our tax base. We don't know what it means for our city and county employees. We don't know what it means for our budgets. That's why I have always said we should go to our local government officials in the county and the cities and have them form a committee to study it. McCracken County did it, and they had a 30-page study. This is what we need before we jump on any type of horse on that vote.
Thank you very much. And we'll stick with you, Mr. Davis, to respond first to the second pre-screen question. 1 minute to address What would you consider the major issues facing the Office of County Attorney?
Well, I think the two main issues that face the county attorney office are issues that probably have faced all offices. The first is being budgetary. The county attorney's office handles a lot of cases. In a given year, our office will handle anywhere from 2,500 to 3,000 cases with criminal cases, mental health cases, juvenile cases, delinquent tax cases, whatever it may be. We process that many cases with two part-time secretaries. That's it, that's all. Since I've been in office, we've had three budget reductions from the state. That has cost those part-time secretaries dollars to their paycheck, which I've had to make up either through my private practice or through other programs in the county attorney's office. What that creates problems for is that those programs that we don't get paid for, such as WestCare, day reporting, delinquent tax programs, we don't have the funds to manage. It has to be
done
with their resources.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Riley, a minute to respond to that question. What would you consider the major issues facing the Office of County Attorney?
I think it's the same thing we've had since I was growing up here. You've heard it on this stage several times before. It's addiction and it's the economy. When I was growing up here, it was the same problem. It's continued on. In the county attorney's office, what I really hope to do with those issues is accessibility. I want to be accessible to the members of this county, the residents of this county. I work for you. I'm your attorney. I'm to represent you. I want to hear your ideas. I want you to come in and ask me questions. I want the business leaders to come in and see, you know, ask advice and try to get ideas going on what we can do to try to solve these issues. There's no one office that can handle what we need to have done in this county. It's got to be a collaborative effort, and I want to be a part of that, and I want to make myself accessible to everyone in this county so that they know that they can feel safe and come and talk to me about whatever issues that they have.
Thank you very much. Appreciate both of you coming out this evening. If we can have a round of applause for our county attorney.
Again, these are the two county attorney candidates, Rodney Davis and Jason D. Ridley, for Estill County County Attorney.
Next up, we have candidates for Judge Executive of the county, Wallace C. Taylor and James Thacker.
All right, as the candidates are taking the stage, again, the incumbent, Mr. Wallace C. Taylor, and running in opposition, Mr. James Thacker. Mr. Wallace resumed standing, offered his hand. A handshake was given there. Now they're taking their seat here.
Good evening, guys. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Minute and a half for introductions for each of you. We'll begin this evening with Mr. Taylor.
Well, thank you all for coming out this evening. On a beautiful evening, such a good crowd. But I think everybody knows me. I've been county judge. I'm ending my 12th year in office. We have a proven track record that we've done in the past. And something just fell off. We have a history. We've had the blessing of improving our infrastructure. And one of the proudest things I'm of in our county is we cleaned up your courthouse. We made a difference. I'm very proud of our courthouse. We brought WestCare. We built more bridges. We've started on the construction of a park. We've improved 911 services, fire departments. We've done a little bit of everything, but in doing that, we also have reduced your debt tremendously without raising. We had one occupational tax increase several years ago. A lot of people, one of the biggest things that Mr. Davis and I have dealt with over the years is the animal shelter. When I first come into office, we were putting down 70% of the animals. Today, we're putting down less than 1% of those animals because of adoption, and we're taking them from about 2,500 animals a year. We have the connections with Washington. We have improved our senior citizens programs.
Time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Taylor. Mr. Thacker, a minute and a half for introduction.
Good evening. I want to thank you for having me here and thank you for coming out this evening. My name is Jim Thacker and I am a candidate for Estill County Judge Executive. As I've been out campaigning for this office, I've been asked several times, why do you want the job? And my answer is this: I have a desire, a calling, if you will, to serve. The idea of service, of giving back, was something that was part of my upbringing, and it's part of the core values that I hold. Fortunately, the good Lord blessed me with some gifts that lend themselves to that line of work. I have a persistent spirit. I just don't quit when I'm faced with obstacles. I have a mind that is geared toward creative problem solving. And most importantly, I have a heart for service. I want to make a positive impact on the quality of life in our community. I have over 20 years of administrative experience in the private, public, and nonprofit sector, and I have a talent for organizing and managing resources. I've been a successful grant writer throughout my career, and I've worked closely with government agencies on the federal, state, and local level. Working as a healthcare navigator at Markman Wallace Hospital for the past 2 years, I have consistently heard from patients about the obstacles that they face, and that was all the incentive I needed to run for this office. I have the heart, the spirit, the mind, and the experience to make a difference in Estill County.
Time.
And Mr. Thacker, we'll stick with you here for the first response on our first pre-screened question. 1 minute to address the question, what are the most important problems facing Estill County right now?
They've been talked about a lot here. It is jobs and drugs. Nobody's surprised by that. What most people may not understand, though, is that there is a direct link between the two. I see the problem with drug addiction in this county on a daily basis. I work in an emergency room. I see what it's doing to our young people. I see what it's doing to our community at large. We have some recreational drug use in this county, but most of the drug use, the chronic drug use that we have, is because people are self-medicating, because there's a lack of hope. There's a lack of opportunity for them. If you don't know where the money's coming from to buy your child the shoes they need for school, or you don't know where the money's coming to put food on the table tonight, you're gonna find a way to mute that hurt. And that's what people in Estill County are doing. We have to improve our economy if we're ever going to truly address the drug problem in Estill County.
Thank you. And Mr. Taylor, 1 minute to address that. What are the most important problems facing Estill County right now?
It's like everybody's echoed here tonight. Drugs is a major issue. And the one thing we've talked about for years with the drug problem is it doesn't affect the poor. It affects every social and economic class within not just Estill County, but the state of Kentucky in this country. It's just not an Estill County problem. And then we have to look at, it is pertaining to, it, I don't care if you're the richest or the poorest. We have family issues that deal with drugs and addictions. That's the reason we work diligently to bring WestCare here to try to make a difference. We've always focused on if we can save one person's life. We've worked with the county attorney and the district judges on jail diversion programs to try to get people in treatment, inpatient and short-term treatment. We've worked with the drug courts to try to help people to make a difference in their lives. And of course, we always have financial problems because you have that wild card out there that you can't.
You get another minute. A different question. So the second of our pre-screen questions, Mr. Taylor, what do you see as opportunities for the county?
Well, we've got a lot of opportunities that's coming about. And one of the things that we have just now, after we've got some of the infrastructure put into place, we've got tourism. We have something here in our community. We have where the bluegrass kisses the mountains. We have something that no other county has. There's no need to go to Tennessee when you got what we got here. We're working on a 3,000 acre ATV park right now with four different counties. We need to utilize our Kentucky River more than what we're doing. We're going to build an educational center here to train our young people as well as our older people for a workforce to give them hope for the future of our county to make it better. The only reason I'm running again is because I love my county. I don't have any other, I just love it.
It's a good reason for me. Mr. Thacker, 1 minute to respond to this. What do you see as opportunities for Estill County?
There's an initiative I'd like to start that I call Let Estill Excel. And it's a three-point plan that starts with a community assessment, not just an economic assessment, but an overall health of the community assessment. And then program development, and then program implementation, and you'll be hearing more about that in the campaign in the coming weeks. But it calls for identifying centers of excellence in our county and building on those, using them as the foundation to expand our economy while at the same time seeking outside investment. We also need to stop operating in silos. We have a tremendous amount of talent in our courthouse and in our city halls. But rather than operating as independent agencies, those elected officials need to be getting together at least once a month and sitting down and addressing the issues that we have. We can do that if we pull together. We are a disadvantaged county, but we are only disadvantaged if we are disengaged.
Time.
Thank you both, gentlemen. Appreciate you coming out this evening. If we can have a round of applause, please.
And again, that's Estill County Judge Executive Candidates live right here on WSKV 104.9. My name is Ethan, live on site at the Estill County High School for the 2014 Candidate Forums.
And the final office that we have candidates for this evening, City of Ravenna Mayor's candidates, Esteen Tipton and William C. Van Cleve.
Again, this is Estine Tipton and William C. Van Cleve going to be taking the stage here. Again, candidates for City of Ravenna Mayor. And you are listening to the live broadcast coverage right here on WSKV and high quality radio today. We are live streaming to you live from the Estill County High School. Don't forget this candidate forum will be available to you online at WSKVFM.com. Click on the informed voter link following this evening's event. We will be posting that for you so you can hear it in case you missed a portion of it. Or you would like to go back and re-listen to some of the things that have been said tonight. Both of the candidates taking their seat here.
Great, testing that, make sure it's...
Is that okay? I think you can hear me.
Yeah?
Can you?
They seem to think so. So I can hear it much more easily up here, so... you know the drill, right? A minute and a half for each of you for introductions, and then we'll have our two pre-screen questions with a minute for each of you to respond to each of those. Ms. Tipton, we'll begin with you for a minute and a half for introduction.
I want to thank everyone for coming out, and I'm Esteen Tipton, and I'm a member of the ADA of Markham Moss Hospital Board, and also a hospital auxiliary and a bonian. And I worked at Carhartt for 33 years where I've experienced, you know, with a lot of people, and I am the mayor of Ravenna right now at the present. I have four daughters, seven grandchildren, and nine great-grandchildren.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Van Cleve, a minute and a half for introduction.
Thank you. Hello, I'm William Van Cleve, a Ravenna City Council member at the present. I'm a candidate for the Ravenna Mayor's Office. I'm married to Anna Ruth Thompson. We have two daughters, Tina Hicks, Tiffany Van Cleve, and one granddaughter, Stephanie Martin, who lives in Lexington. Tina Hicks is married to Jeff Hicks and lives in Ravenna. Tiffany Van Cleve lives in Richmond. The reason I got involved in the local government, we had the highest tax rates in the state of Kentucky. Spending was out of control, the city was going deeper in debt every day, and if something's not done, the city will not survive. And I feel like I can do a good job as Ravenna's mayor.
Thank you very much. We have the two pre-screened questions and a minute for each of you to respond to these questions. Mr. Van Cleve, we'll begin with you. What are your goals in office?
What are your goals in office? Should I be elected mayor of Ravenna, my goal is to reduce spending. I know that reducing spending is not going to be popular with a few people. It's not about a few people, it's about all the people. My goal is to provide better services for the people, clean up the town, maintain the city park, lower the city debts. If changes are not made, the city will not survive. I am not for raising any taxes since we have a history of having the highest tax rate in the state of Kentucky.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Tipton, a minute to respond. What are your goals in office?
My goals in office are to work with each and every citizen to make a better community and to listen to their concerns and try to help. I've been on the Ravenna City Council for 16 years plus, and I've always wanted to work with the community. And I work hard to keep the park up for the children, because we have a lot of children, schools everywhere, and somewhere for them to play, and also a future for our young people. Thank you.
Thank you. And a minute to respond to the second question. Hot topic. What is your opinion on merging current local governments?
There's a lot of pros and cons. It has its advantages and its disadvantages. I don't want anyone to lose their job. And the government of Esalen and Irvin are going to all work together now, and all have talked of merging. Both city councils have voted unanimously for the proposal, but I think it should be up to the citizens to decide. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Van Cleve, a minute to respond. What is your opinion on merging current local governments?
What is your opinion on merging current local governments? I think the three local governments should have merged 50 years ago. It would cut out a lot of duplicate services and provide better services for the people at a lower tax rate.
Thank you very much. I want to thank both of the candidates that have come out this evening for City of Ravenna Mayor's Office. Appreciate it.
And there's Estine Tipton and William C. Van Cleve, candidates for the City of Ravenna Mayor. Again, our moderator tonight, Dr. Joe Gerkenston. And our timekeeper, Mr. Ian Moores. And you are listening to live broadcast coverage right here on WSKV 104.9 Pickup Country. Don't forget, you'll be able to listen again online if you've missed any of the candidates.
A couple of remarks before I turn it over to Teresa Dawes real quickly. I just want to thank again everybody who's out here this evening for coming, for showing this interest and passion about your communities. As a professor of government political science at EKU, one of the things that I struggle with on a daily basis is apathy among students, not understanding the importance of government in their lives, and certainly not understanding the importance of local government, especially when all we hear on the news, the television ads, are strictly about state or more often national government, whereas we know that local government has the most profound effect on our lives on a day-to-day basis. So thank you for your interest, for your passion. To all the candidates, thank you. In contrast to popular beliefs, most people running for public office are doing so because they want to do things for their communities. And I think especially at the local level we see this. So I applaud all the candidates for being willing to not only be here this evening, but being willing to take on that commitment to their communities to try to improve the communities. Also like to thank the Estill Development Alliance for putting this on tonight, for inviting me to be a part of it. It's always energizing for me, again, to be in this as opposed to be in the classroom where, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall, and here it's kind of, you know, preaching to the choir. You know, you're all here because you have an interest, and it's kind of refreshing as a professor to be here and say, wow, people are actually interested and appreciate that the importance of this. So I've been very thankful to be a part of it, and I appreciate EDA for inviting me. And Teresa has some closing remarks for you. And again, please stick around afterward, and hopefully the candidates will make themselves available for you to ask personal questions. Not personal per se, but individual questions.
And here's Teresa Dawes. She's been the main
organizer. First off, I'd like to thank Dr. Joe Gerstensen for coming out tonight and being a willing, active participant in our candidate forum. I think it was a success, and thanks on part of our audience. You all have been very supportive throughout this whole process. Our candidates, I had a wonderful reception from each of you. I think we're moving in a really good direction. So, Dr. Joe, thank you for bringing your expertise and your good sense of timing to the event.
And a rousing round of applause for our moderator this evening.
In addition to thanking Dr. Joe, there are several other people that I may not mention you individually, but wholly as a group, I think without these particular groups and agencies and active partners and businesses in our community. Sometimes I wonder where we would be. So I would like to thank the Esto Development Alliance Board. Thank each and every one of you for working so hard and diligently to make this happen. It was exhausting at times. I know there were late emails and last second changes, but I think it was worth it. And thanks to each one of you all for helping out with that. Also, I would like to thank Citizens Guarantee Bank, both our radio stations, WSKV and WRRV here locally, for broadcasting this live. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. Also, our newspapers, we've got the Citizens Voice and Times and the Estill County Tribune represented here tonight, as well as All Things Country, so I'd like to thank them. Our ECHS leadership class are some of our student volunteers that are here tonight. I love to see our kids, our young people, proactive in events like this, just any kind of event. So when I see young people involved at this level, it makes me feel really good. So I would like to give a great round of applause for our young leaders in the building. Feel free to stand up if you want to. Also, we have Noah Brandenburg here. He's a student tonight who serves on my advisory council, who is acting as our official photographer tonight for this event. And he is a contender for the Robinson Scholarship, so we want to thank him for coming out tonight and volunteering his time. And a group that sometimes we may forget, we don't need to forget them, but our Estill County High School staff and our custodial staff here works very hard to make sure that this is ready to go and that it's appealing to the eye, and they're always welcoming. So I want to thank our ECH staff and custodial staff here tonight for working so hard to get this ready for us. And also Jeremy Simpson, who worked really hard on the sound, and Mr. Potts in the back there working so hard. Thank you so much. Our candidates, thanks each and every one of you for coming out. And my office, the Office of Community Ed, is always open. If you all have any questions for me, my door is always open. And thank you all for coming out. We appreciate you.
All right, and that is the conclusion here of the live broadcast from the 2014 Candidate Forums. I want to provide just a recap for you. My name is Ethan with WSKV Radio here in Stanton and, of course, in downtown Irvin at 177 Broadway. And that's why we're bringing this live coverage to you. We've been serving the county of Estill County now for many years, since 1974, and we're looking at improving our services over here in the community. Of course, tonight's forum, very well done. I've got to, of course, you heard all the sponsors and so on involved from Ms. Teresa Dawes there, but a lot of folks involved. I do want to at first mention the candidates that are running unopposed that were here tonight but did not speak. Stephanie Brenniger from the Estill County Clerk's Office, Gary Flannery, one of the districts here, Sherry Fox for Clerk, Jeff Hicks for PBA, Sherry Snowden, and Jack Stickney for Soil and Conservation Board. Again, folks that are running unopposed here in Estill County. We did not get to hear from them tonight, but they were here supporting this event, and I think it's a worthy note to mention that they were here at the 2014 Estill Development Alliance Candidate Forum. Real quick, in order of who we heard from the circuit judge candidates first. This is actually, I believe, makes the third time that I've gotten to hear from these candidates myself, not just in this county, but in Lee County, another county that they're running in. And, of course, you get to hear from Heather Combs and Michael Dean. Heather Combs, she is a defense attorney and has been Commonwealth attorney, practiced law, and really emphasized in her opening statement how she feels it's about building relationships with offices here in the county to become a better circuit judge candidate, and not only candidate, but bringing her experience to the office of judge. Michael Dean then spoke. He is a UK grad, and he got his law degree from the University of Virginia. He's running for personal reasons, is what he highlighted, and he believes he wants to serve this county and believes that he can do a great job. He believes that it is very key to be competent in the office. So he really highlighted that. Time was called on him on his opening statement, of course, setting a bar there for the rest of the evening. Under the question one, which was, what is your vision for the jurisdiction? Dean summarized it by saying respect, making folks feel comfortable in the courtroom, and giving them a fair shake. That was his response to that question. Combs' vision was representing all the constituents, to apply the law in a consistent and ethical manner, and being fair and firm. The second question that was addressed, these were pre-approved questions, was what do you see as the top three challenges facing the jurisdiction? And Combs responded by highlighting that drugs is probably the biggest one. And also she said that she wants to see treating everyone the way that you would want to be treated. Dean answered with being impartial. He wanted to be impartial to protect children, and to conduct his office with confidence. So again, both of them giving some great answers there to that question. Again, that was Circuit Judge candidates Heather Combs and Michael Dean for the Estill County candidacy of Circuit Judge. Of course, they do serve three counties. The City of Irvine Council was the next folks that we heard. They actually were the largest group that we had on stage this evening. They consisted of Tommy Joe, that is Tobo Bryant, as many know him, Janice Bush, William Harold Friend, and Nellie B. Williams. In their opening statements, Tommy Joe Tobo Bryant highlighted that he said he is looking forward to continuing the progress that's already been made in the City of Irvine. And then he highlighted that he is a known citizen. He is out there and people know him. Janice Bush, serving her fourth term, that's 9 years. She is incumbent as well there on the Irvine City Council. She says she's known. She's been a teacher, a church member, treasurer, serves on the Markham and Wallace Board, highlighted a lot of her experience there. William Harold Friend highlighted that he is a Republican candidate, and he was definitely adamant about that. Nellie B. Williams the same way, on running on the Republican ticket, and highlighting both of their experiences would make them qualified for the board. Jumping on to the question one, it says, what inspired you to seek the office was the first of the questions that were addressed this evening for the City of Irvine Council candidates. Bush was the first to address the question, and she was pretty much just straightforward. I mean, not colored in any way. She just said, I need something to do, and I'm a nosy person. That's what she said, and I kind of appreciated that honesty this evening. Tobo Bryant, he said that he felt like he wanted to continue the process. That was his big thing. He sees the progress, and he wants to keep it going, and that's why he wants to continue to serve. Friend answered with the kids' needs. He really highlighted that he feels like there's a lot of needs of children here in the community, and he would like to address those. Williams highlighted that they wanted to see better services, basically, highlighted here in the county, and better things done moving forward. Under the second question, it says, what experience do you have that qualifies you to become an office holder of the City Council of Irvine? Friend was the first to address the question, and he said he's experienced, he wants to work together, and he wants to give back to the community. Williams highlighted that Williams wanted to be a part of great things that are already going on and really step in and just help serve. She really highlighted that she already saw some great things going on. Tobo Bryant said he's qualified because he has the business experience. He really pushed a local business owner, and that he felt like he could bring that to bear. And then Bush, who, of course, again, is one of the incumbents, really pushed her experience, that she felt like she had the experience to be able to serve well. Again, that was the candidates for the City of Irvine Council. Next, we heard from the Estill County Sheriff candidates, Gary L. Freeman, the current incumbent. He said that he is respected, he brings experience, and he's familiar with the budget, and he's getting the training that he needs. Ken White, who is running, is a Republican candidate, and he highlighted his community service, Toys for Tots, and working to keep the City of Irvine safe, and really pushed that as making the Estill County Sheriff a prime thing for him to be doing here in the county. Again, question one, pre-approved. Why are you the best candidate for this position? White answered with, he is an experienced law enforcement officer. He cares. He has the training. He's approachable. He take the office seriously. He listened to constituents, and he wants to see a safe place for his grandchildren. I thought that was a really cool highlight there. Freeman, the incumbent, said he has 16 years as sheriff, obviously doing something right with 16 years of sheriff. Honest and respectable. He wants to work within the budget constraints, and he recognizes that the work's hard, but he's willing to do it. Again, that's what Freeman was highlighting there. For question two for the Estill County Sheriff candidates, it was asked, what is the biggest issue facing the sheriff's office? Freeman said drugs, but he said not just drugs, but also the crime that goes with that. He highlighted, though, that ultimately the drug problem will not be solved without folks taking on the personal responsibility and seeking God for guidance there. He highlighted that. And he did highlight, of course, that drug court and West Care have been successful in urging people to get to that personal responsibility and God-seeking that he was highlighting there. White addressed the same question by saying crime was the number one issue, and then, of course, highlighted that most of it was due to drugs and the problem that we face here in our counties of Eastern Kentucky with the drug problem. He highlighted that he would serve with dedication and honor to fight that problem while he was in office. Then we heard from the Estill County Magistrates of District 3 candidates, Melvin Fields and Daryl W. Johnson. Melvin Fields highlighted that he's a resident of South Irvine for 20 years, thinks outside the box, is willing to listen and represent the community well. Daryl W. Johnson, lifelong resident of 30 years. He is the incumbent. He's highlighted his family. He said he's aware of what's going on in Frankfort. He also highlighted he was elected by a group of his peers to serve at a state level, which again is impressive. Question one for the Estill County Magistrate District 3 candidates was, what are your goals in office? Johnson said, it's not a simple answer, but he said safety and, of course, fire and 911 and making sure those services were a big key for him. Fields said he felt like his goals in office would be serve honest and fair on a one-on-one basis and prioritize well what they needed to be pursuing as he was advising and serving as Magistrate in District 3 if he's elected. Question two was, what actions do you think you need to take to meet your goals or to meet your goals for the office? And Fields answered with being fair and honest and dedicated. Johnson answered with whatever actions are needed. Of course, being the incumbent, he said he would like to see helping the sheriff, fire, 911, roads, the park, and just a lot of different things that are out there that need to be worked on. Again, that was the candidates for Magistrate District 3. Then we got to hear from make sure I get them in the right order here, the Irvine City, we heard from Estill County Attorney is who we heard from next. The candidates are Rodney Davis, who is the incumbent, and Jason D. Riley. Rodney Davis, incumbent, 8 years. He gave a lot of thanks out, and then he highlighted the promises that he's kept. That was a pretty impressive opening statement, I won't lie. He said that he promised to open the office on Saturday, has done that. Attend fiscal court meetings, he's done that. Attend court proper, he's done that. Not let a failure of state's evidence overturn cases. He said he's supported that and worked hard there. Collected taxes and child support, and worked in the community. And he said he's done all those things. Those are the promises that he ran on, and those are the things that he's done. Jason D. Riley highlighted his plugged in to the Estill County community. He highlighted what schools he graduated from. He highlighted that he was in band here at Estill County High School and that he graduated from here. He also highlighted he has a private practice here in the community, and he's assistant Fayette County attorney, again, making him qualified. Question one that was addressed to the Estill County Attorney candidates was, what is your opinion on merging local county governments? That's a question made an appearance several times for several of the offices here. And he said, Riley said he didn't want to tell anyone how to vote, but he highlighted that the devil's in the details and that we need to look ahead and educate ourselves before we make a decision as citizens. Davis said that he wanted to address the question not from a city of Ravenna and city of Irvine merging, but from a county and city government merging, so looking at all three governments then merging. And he said you need to know the tax base, budget, and employees and have a study done, and he actually held up a document of another county that had done that. The next question that was addressed to the county attorneys was, what do you consider the major issues facing the county attorney? Davis said budget, and he really pushed the caseload and highlighted that he only has two part-time secretaries, and there was time called on him before he was able to finish that thought and that question. Riley highlighted that he felt like addiction and economy were the issues, and he said he would be accessible to work for you. Next, we got to hear from the Estill County Judge Executive candidates, Wallace C. Taylor and James Thacker. I will say that was a much more riled discussion on stage as we saw that. Wallace C. Taylor highlighted that he was in office for 12 years, proven track record, blessings of improving the community and infrastructure, 911, fire, bridges, reduce the debt load, occupational tax, he did highlight was only raised once during his service. And also James Thacker, stepped in there and said that he felt like that he wanted to bring his desire and calling to serve to the community. He also said that his upbringing core values would be great here in the community as he would serve. Gifts and persistence. He is creative and problem solving. Called to serve. He said that he's been a grant writer, business person, and currently serves as a healthcare navigator at Markham and Wallace. So again, a varied experience that he feels like he could bring to bear. Again, this is a more highly contested office, so these questions were really heavy and had a lot of implications. Question one was, what's the most important problems facing Estill County right now? Thacker was the first to speak, and he said jobs and drugs. He said there's a direct link. He goes, a lot of people think that there may be recreational drug users in the county, but he said in his experience with healthcare side of it, he sees people as taking drugs to cope. And he says until we improve the economy, we're not going to see a solution to that issue. Taylor, on the other hand, almost responded with a slight bit of rebuttal. He said drugs are definitely the problem, but he pointed out that drugs affect across all socioeconomic classes, and he didn't really feel like it was tied, I don't think, as much to the economy. He didn't directly say that, but you definitely got that from his remarks. And he really highlighted the jail diversion programs, including drug courts and things like that, Westcare. And he said that it's got to be helping one person at a time. There's no golden bullet. It was our silver bullet is what Taylor really kind of spoke to there. Question two was, what do you see as the opportunities for Estill County? Taylor addressed this first, and he said a lot of different opportunities. Tourism, he highlighted the slogan of the county, which is where the bluegrass kisses the mountains. He highlighted the ATV park multi-county effort that's being done with Powell, Wolf, Lee, and Estill counties. He also highlighted educating the workforce here and also using the river. And then I think the kind of the coolest statement that he made was, I love my county. I love it, and that's why that he wants to serve. And again, that was can't argue with that. You really can't. Of course, Mr. Thacker was next to speak, and he said he would like to start an initiative called Let Estill Excel. And it would be a three-step process, community assessment, and he said not just socioeconomic, but lots of different implications in the community. Program development based on that, implementation, and he believes that this needs to be collaboration and not separate components of the county working, but rather everybody working together for a common good. And, of course, that was from the Estill County Judge Executive candidates. We've got three more offices to highlight here in case you tuned in late. I just want you to be aware of what your candidates have said here at the Candidate Forum 2014 in Estill County. The City of Irvine Mayor candidates were next, W.J. Nolan and James E. Jim Walters. Nolan highlighted that he was a lifelong resident of Irvine and that family was very important for him. Walters said he was born here. He moved to Lexington, then on to Dayton. He has varied experience. He's been out, and he's come back by choice here to the community. He highlighted that he has great-grandchildren and his family. Question one was for the City of Irvine Mayor candidates is, what are your goals in office? Walter said the downtown revitalization, businesses, bringing people together, and really working in that side of it. Nolan said to keep the city clean and safe. So again, very to the point, W.J. Nolan. Question two was, what would merging the local governments, what's your opinion on that? And Nolan said he's going to let the citizens vote and then do what the citizens vote for. He was very simple and to the point again. Walton said he is 100% in favor. He said, why wait? We need to work together. Do it now. He highlighted the Estill County High School as being the county high school, how that's worked very well to make this high school stand out and rise above, really highlighted the educational side. Next, we had the Estill County Jailer candidate, Larry Stewart. The incumbent was not here, as I understand it. Again, I don't know why they weren't here. There was nothing said from stage about why they weren't here. But Larry Stewart, only speaker tonight for the Estill County Jailer, and he said he's a resident and has worked 28 years here in the community, so resided and worked here. Six-year member of multiple boards here in the area, as well as 6 years as one of the jailers down there. And deputy jailers, and he's highlighted his church and Kiwanis experience. He said he may not do what's popular. This was an interesting statement. He said he may not do what's popular, but he'll do what's right. And he referred to the jail as a broken system here in Estill County. Also, he said that when asked question one, he said, what experience do you have with complicated budgets? He said he was in business for himself, and he's experienced in owning and managing a business. And again, that's a great answer. If you've been a small business owner, you know. Question two was, how do you feel about inmate work release? And he said that he is very much in favor of work release. He said we should do it. Other counties do it, and it's a win-win for all. Again, that was your Estill County Jailer candidate, Larry Stewart, speaking there. And then our last race that we got to hear from tonight was the City of Ravenna mayor candidates, Estine Tipton. She thanked everybody and the EDA and highlighted that she's a member of the EDA, Markham and Wallace Board. She worked for Carhartt for many years. She is the incumbent, and she highlighted her family. William C. Van Cleve, running in opposition to Estine, served on the city council, is currently on the city council, highlighted his family, and really pushed the out-of-control spending that he feels like is going on in Ravenna. And he also highlighted that they have one of the highest tax rates in anywhere in the nation is what he had actually said. Question one for the Ravenna City Mayor candidates was, what are your goals in office? And Van Cleve got to answer first, and he said reduce spending. He said it may not be popular, what he may have to do that, but he says it has to be done. Lower city debts was a big thing, and to not raise taxes, and the city park. He pushed all those things. Estine Tipton responded as well with work with all. She highlighted her 16 years of experience on the Ravenna City Council, and then she really pushed that they need to take care of the young people. That was the big deal. And then the second question was asked is, what is your opinion on merging the current local governments? Another hot button topic that we've highlighted on multiple races here that was asked. And Tipton responded with pros and cons. The big thing is they already work together, the two governments, actually all three governments, and she was concerned about the loss of jobs. But again, she left it up to the citizens, and that's what it was all about for her. The last, response was Mr. Van Cleve, and he said very, very soundly that the three should merge, and they should have done it 50 years ago. That was his wrap-up there. Again, this has been the 2014 broadcast of the Candidate Forums. This is made possible by the Economic Development Group here in Estill County. And it's been a privilege to bring you this live broadcast. Of course, so don't forget, you'll be able to get this live broadcast in its entirety at WSKVFM.com. So again, be looking for that. Click on the Informed Voter link, and we will have this made available to you just as soon as possible. It has been recorded in high-definition audio, and you'll be able to download that as well as listen to that live stream right there at WSKV 104.9's website. That's WSKVFM.com. Just click on that Informed Voter link. Again, this is Ethan live and local from the Estill County High School for the 2014 Estill County Community Forum. You all have a great night.